13章.
So for many people, these verses is some of the favorite verses in the Bible.
对很多人来讲，这个刚刚我们读的这三段啊三节经文是非常喜悦的。
The promise that God gives us here provides us comfort as we face various trials and difficulties in life.
在我们遇到很多困难的时候，这个神给他的应许是给他们非常大的安慰。
People hang on to these verses when tragedies happen all around them.
当那个悲剧临到他们的时候，一般人都紧紧抓住神的这个解决经文。
The moment after a tornado rips through your house, you want this verse to be true.
尤其是当龙卷风把你的屋顶掀开的时候，你就希望这几句是真实的。
When your doctor gives you unwelcome news, you hang on to this promise.
当你的医生告诉你不好的消息的时候，你就会更主要抓，更会紧紧抓住这几句经文。
When you receive that phone call from HR asking you to pack your personal belongings and be escorted out of the office, you recall this verse as you walk down the hallway.
尤其是当你的公司的人事部打电话叫你整理你的东西，叫护送你离开办公室的时候，你更会记得这几句经文。
When our dreams are shaken, we want to know that all things work together for our good.
当我们的梦想在破碎的时候，我们都要知道说，是不是万事都一起工作着。
We want to know that the struggles we have are temporary.
我们要知道我们这边的挣扎是只是短暂的。
And those same struggles will turn around for good.
这些挣扎，现在挣扎，将来都会变成好的。
Yet many people also may have a difficult time believing in this promise.
事实上，也有很多人在这个时候还是不太相信这个神的应许。
Yesterday in Indiana,
昨天在印第安纳这个州的地方，
a bus carrying teenagers coming back from a church camp crashed just a few minutes from the church.
昨天就是有一部教会的大巴士开车带他小孩子从那个夏令会回来的时候，在教会不到教会之前就出了车祸。
It is reported that three people, husband and wife.Were killed in an accident.
他讲到里面有一对夫妇跟那个小一个年轻人都死了。
I don't know these families.
我不知道这些年轻这个家庭。
But I bet they're holding on to the promise that all things will work out for good.
我想相信他们一定抓住神的应许，说所有的事都会，都万事都有效力的。
Yet I'm also sure that no matter how strong the faith is, there's going to be some doubt about this promise.
我也相信，不管这个神的应许是多么的强大，我们都会有对这有怀疑。
What good is it? What good can come out of it when the lives of young people are taken away?
当一个年轻人的生命被拿掉的时候，会有什么好的结果呢？
Today we're going to try to answer this question: What is good that God has in mind?
我们今天问这个问题说，神在他在。告诉我们这个句话的时候，他在讲的这个益处到底什么叫做益处？
If we trust that all things will work together for good, we must understand what this good looks like.
我们要了解什么万事都能互相效力这个情况下，我们要知道什么叫做好处。
First, a few observations.
我们这边有几个观察。
Romans chapter 8 discusses hope in the midst of suffering.
罗马书八章二十八节中间讲，八章讲到就说，在这困难之中，我们就有希望。
This world is hard. There's sin, corruption, violence, and death.
这个世界是很困难的，它中间有罪恶，有腐败，有暴力，还有死亡。
If you watch the news, you know very well.That Paul is describing not only the world 2,000 years ago, but he's describing the very world today.
如果你们有看新闻的话，你知道在保罗这边所谈到的不单单是2000年前的情况，也是讲到今天的情况。
All creation groans, not just people, but all creation groans.
他是说所有可以被神创造的都在呻吟。
Yet we have great hope in the gospel.
但是我们在圣经中，我们得到很大的希望。
There's hope that one day this corrupt universe will be right again.
但是我们在圣经得到希望，将来在这个腐败的世界得到再会得到希望。
What is broken will be fixed.
什么坏掉了会重新会修复。
And that hope is greater than the present sufferings that we are going through.
那个希望是远超过我们今天在这个世界上所受的苦难。
The second thing we see here is that this is a condition for this promise.
我们第二个要看的是说是有一个条件性的，对这个神给我们应许是有条件的。
This hope is not universal.
这个希望不是给所有的人的。
Which means for some, not all things will work out for good.
他跟你讲的是说，对有些人是不能得到这个好的。The
ones that things work out for good are those who love God.
那些人能够得到好的，万事都有效应，做好的事，那些是爱神的人。And
this is not the more I love God, the more good He will be.
他并不是说你爱神更多的话，你就会拿到更多。But
those people who are characterized by their love for God, God will be good to them.
而是那些人被我们所说的是爱神的人，神就会对他好。So
humanly speaking, we have a choice to love God or to reject God.
所以在我们用人的方面的话来讲的话，我们可以爱神，我们也可以拒绝神。We
have this choice and responsibility to love God.
我们有这个选择的责任，或者爱神，或者拒绝神。The
other qualification here is those who are called by God.
另外一个条件是说，那些人是被神呼召的。It
is the ones that God chooses.
那是神被神所拣选的。It
is God who divinely elects us.
是神所真正的神圣的拣选。It's
not that we're good, or even that we have potential to be so good that God chooses us.
并不是我们是好的，或者说我们可能会变更好的人。It's
not anything but God's mercy that He chooses us. So from the divine perspective, from God's view, it is He that chooses, and it's He who has mercy on us. These two concepts, the ones who love God, the ones who choose God, and the ones who God has chosen, it's really the same. There's two groups of the same people. And there really is no conflict here. One looks from God's perspective, one looks from our perspective. Now, another thing we should notice is that these actions that God does are timeless. In the Chinese translation that comes out a little bit better, in the English, these verbs are translated as past tense. It seems like the emphasis is on an action that God did in the past or in the future. But these verbs are really talking about a relationship we have with God that is something timeless, something simply true of us. Paul's not saying at some time that God has called us, but what he's saying is that we are people that God calls.
这边不是说，保罗不是讲说这边神有时候呼召我们，而不是这个意思，是我们是被神呼召的。This
is our nature. These verbs describe what is true of us.
这边讲的是我们的个性，就是所讲，这里讲的就是真正讲到真理。Finally,
a clue to what is good is.
我们就要讲到说什么叫做好的。It
has to do with what we're designed for, the purpose, as Henry was alluding to in his testimony, that we have a purpose.
这边特别讲到是说，我们被神所创造、被神所拣选，是有一个目的的存在。We're
the ones that called according to God's purpose.
我们被神呼召是因为是被神要符合神的旨意。And
also the ones who are being conformed to the image of Christ.
而是我们能够表现出或者适合长，就说变成神的形象，适合神的形象。So
to fully understand this idea of goodness.
所以我们真的要完完全全了解这个什么叫做益处的这件事。And
how it relates to the idea of image and purpose.
而且还要考虑到说我们怎么来跟我们神的形象跟神造人的这个目的相关。We
really have to go back to Genesis.
我们一定要回到创世纪。And
look at the creation of man.
我们看看人的创造。The
word image is
这边讲神的形象。
The idea that we're created in God's image is probably the most significant phrase in the creation of man.
这边讲的很重要一点，就讲到说我们是照他的形象来造的。
Man was created in the image of God.
我们是照神的形象造的。
And to understand what that image is to answer the question of who am I?
你要了解什么叫做神的形象，我们就要问自己一句话，说我们到底是什么。
If we know what this image is, how we're created, then we ought to know who am I, what am I doing here?
我们如果知道说我们怎么被造的，这个神的形象到底是什么意思的话，我们就知道为什么在这里。
The idea of image is similarity.
讲到这个跟神的形象相似的地方。
Sometimes the Bible uses likeness and image very closely, they're close related.
或者圣经上说用了相似的这个字来用的话。
There's something in mankind that makes him like his creator.
在我们人类中有些东西是说我们造我们就像是我们的创造者一样。
Genesis 1:22-27 makes it very clear that one of the main things God has in mind in the creation of man is to be made in the image of God.
你如果看那个创世纪第一章26-27，你看得出来说，神创造我们是有他原造，原来意思是照他的形象来造我们。
Part of that image is also to have authority.
有一部分讲到这个形象的话，是有关他的权柄的权力。
God says, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heaven, over the livestock, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
他神说我们照他的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜，和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
God, when he created the universe, he calls the universe out with his words.
他创造世界只用他的凭他一句话就造到世界。
He has all authority.
他是有权力的权柄。
When he creates man, he gives man some authority over the animals, the fish, and things of the earth.
当他造人的时候，他是给了人的能力，还有权力来管理世界上的一切。
Man in controlling these things are imaging God, doing something similar to what God does.
这边讲到说。神在管理的世界，就是说到神的形象来管，就像神来这样管理世界上一样。
You know that Adam was a gardener.
你知道亚当是一个园丁。
Here's his job description.
这是他的那个工作的那个条件，他的工作。
He was to do two things: to work and to keep the garden.
两件事情，第一个是管理这个在这个花园中做事。
He's also under the authority of God.
他也是在神的。
God commands him to do one thing and not to do another.
神要他给他的用权力来管他，叫他做这件事，不要做其他事。
He's granted a task and the authority to shape the garden.
他是神给他这个力量跟他的权力来管理这花园，使他的花园能够造成。
He wasn't simply trying to keep the garden in the same state as it was when God gave it to him.
他这亚当并不是说叫他去做照神给他这个。花园这个样子就去做维持下去而已。
He was to work the garden. He was to create to give. He was given an additional task to create order and beauty in a garden that God already had made.
神除了这个叫他管理这个花园之外，还给他更重要的责任，是让他管理成一个有一种的次序性的来，还有来做这个做这个花园。
So from the very design of man and the very first job description God gives to man.We see that man is to have control.
你从看看说神创造人跟照他的形象，照他的目的，所以使这个人有这个一定的权利来管理。
We have ruling authority over this created order that God made.
我们有这个权利，我们这个能力跟权利来管这个世界上所创造的一切。
So we are the servants of God.
我们是神的仆人。
And as servants, we have a role to be over master, over creation, or subset of creation.
我们是神的仆人，但是我们有我们的权啊，我们是有权柄的来管这神的世界所其他所创造。
Part of bearing God's image, I think, has to do with this authority to do what God does.
因为我们有神的形象，所以我们有这个从神得到的权利。
Of course, God has ultimate authority and sovereignty.
当然神是有绝对的权柄跟他的主权。
But all authority is granted to us by God.
我们所有的权利都是从神而来的。
Before we leave this idea or image,
当我们在还在我们准备离啊、不再讨结束这个讨论这个有关人的形啊、神的形象。
We should note that man's image of God was not lost after the fall.
我们要知道，就是说我们的这个神给我们的啊、我们的形象。
Even after Adam and Eve sinned, the image is not gone, it is distorted.
就是在亚当跟夏娃犯罪之后，我们从神那边得到的形象并没有失去了，只是变委屈了，就扭曲了。
Our authority of creatures is cursed. Our authority over creation is twisted.
我们对我们管这实际上权力是已经是被扭转了。
Yeah, we found that the ground is cursed. Work is now toil.
我们发现世界上的地上已经是被神咒诅了，而且我们的工作是被劳变劳苦了。
Food which used to be taken for granted on the trees is something that needs to be worked for.
以前我们的食物是就是得到是应得的，现在我必须要工作才能得到。
Animals who used to obey Adam's voice now fear him.
以前的动物是听神的，听亚当的话的，但现在呢，反而怕亚当。
Our lifespan is limited.
我们的生命是短。
Authority and power given to man to create beauty as we reflect God's image is now being used in part to destroy God's creation rather than to enhance it.
我们从神那边得到的权力来管理这个世界的，想要造成世界有秩序、有美丽的，现在变成来我们在毁坏这个世界。
We were created with a purpose.
我们被神创造是有一定的目的。
To function in a certain way.
我们要这个目的就是要我们要能够做一些正当的方法。
In God's creation, everything has a purpose.
在神的创造中，任何事情都是有目的。
The sun to govern the day, the moon the night.
太阳是管世界白天的，那月亮是管晚。
Trees were planted that were pleasing to the eye and good to eat.
我们的树呢是种在那边，是要给我们让我们看了觉得好看的，同时也供给我们食物。
Eve was a suitable helper for Adam.
夏娃是帮助亚当的。
God's creation is orderly. There's the design. Every creature, every element serves a purpose.
神的创造一切事情都是有次序、有公理的。他做这个事情都是要。What's the end of it?
There's a purpose for everything. We are not cosmic accidents. As many atheist scientists say, after all, they reject the intelligent, purposeful creator. They must also reject the notion that there is a purpose for creation.
因为他们拒绝了创造这个神创造神的智慧，所以他们要拒绝这被神所创造。
But we know better. We know that our lives have meaning beyond our primal instincts.
当然我们知道了，这是我们创造神创造我们是说不只是是吧？都有它绝对的意义，是绝对超过我们一般人的本性。
We have an eternal purpose. When God said of creation, it is good, and of man, it is very good. He's speaking of creation functioning as he designed it.
我们是有一个永恒的目的。神创造这个，当神创造我们这个的时候，他说这是好的，这是非常好的。我相信这是有一定的意义在。
This is what happens when you don't do things as designed.
这就是说，如果你这个不是照你所原来的计划来做的。
The hammer has a purpose.
这个榔头有它的用意在。
But it's not to do this.
而不是把那个screw 打进去。
Same with our purpose after the fall. It gets so messed up. We don't always know what we ought to do.
当你失败之后，当你跌倒之后的目的，我们真的不知道怎么去做。
Now Jesus is the exact image of God. He is God and He is man.
耶稣是他有他的神的形象，他是神也是人。
While he was on earth, he taught us and he showed us what it is like for men to once again bear the image of God.
他在世界上，他教导我们说，我们怎么样去做，我们才能够再一次的能够有神的形象。
He showed us what tools we ought to use for the right things. He showed us what our purpose is.
他告诉我们用什么样的工具能达到做到什么样的。他告诉我们，我们活在世界上做人的目的。
And he also on the cross provided a way for us to once again bear God's image correctly.
当他死在十字架上的时候，他就是给我们另外一个，让我们能够重新使我们跟再有神的。
This is why I believe that this verse is talking about. This is the good that the verse is talking about.
这就是神这个经文中讲到的益处。
That we're being conformed to the image of God.
我们被我们这样改变成适合神的有神的形象。
Once again in Christ, we're being restored to what we ought to be.
在主耶稣的中间，我们能够再一次的说明，能够变成为原来的神的形象。
So our purpose, our greatest joy is to be like Jesus.
我们最主要的目的就是说要我们跟神。
To bear the image of Christ.
要有神的形象。
It's a little abstract what it means to bear the image of Christ.
事实上，这个有点抽象的讲到说是要怎么做成那个。
But let's look at Colossians chapter 3.
我们看那个在哥罗西书第三章。
We see that Paul says we have to put on Christ. We have to put on this image of Christ. We set our minds on the things above, not the things below. Verse 5 says to put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature. And he makes that abstract concrete. These are things you put away.And then in verse 8, he reminds us more things we need to put away. We're no longer living like that. We're no longer living our sin, the distorted life. We're living for a greater purpose. So look at verse 10. We put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator.
这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Did you catch that? Our new selves as believers are made after the image of God.
变成这个新人能够有这样神的。
Like Henry was saying, he's living a new life, a new creation. As Henry was sharing his testimony, we're living a new life, we're a new creation.
就像 Henry 刚刚说的，我们是活的像一个新的生活，要有新的人的形象。
Paul goes on in Colossians.To talk about some of the things that this new life must be. Therefore, we're God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. So those things that we're taking off, now let's put on these things. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
他说我们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要怎么样呢？就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
Bear with one another, forgive one another, just as the Lord forgave you. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect unity. You see, in Romans chapter
8,
Paul is speaking about this future hope that we have as God's chosen people.
保罗这边提到是说我们未来的希望，就讲到神，就讲到这批是神所拣选的。
He's saying we're certain to reach that day when we will be made into the image of Christ.
他就说我们这些人将来重新会有再有神的那个形象。
When we will receive the greatest good, which is for us to be as we are created to be, which is to be as we're created to be.
就会成为像我们原来所要被创造的目的。
We are the image of God.
我们是。
This is something that's true of us. But we also know that this is not just something only in the future. We as new creation already have this. As we deal with unfulfilled dreams and difficulties, we hang on to this hope, not only in the future, but also for today. This hope is that we are today being conformed to the image of Christ. Daily, as we practice compassion, kindness, humility, and all these other things, we're being made more and more like Christ. This is what we ought to strive for. Let us put on love. Let us live out our design Let us do as or let us be as we're designed to be image of our Creator. Brothers and sisters, may this be your daily struggle. Or daily, may this be your daily experience of goodness as we look forward to the day that Christ takes us home. And let us keep a hope on the future. That this daily hope and daily struggle will become full victory as we experience the goodness that God has planned for all of us. All of us who love God and are elect by God.